This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. imposing sanctions against Saudi Arabian officials, it says, were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Death toll from devastating wildfires in northern and southern regions of the U.S. state of California has now risen to at least 66 as authorities search for hundreds of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown visited the devastated areas and said lessons have been learned.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
These wildfires are the deadliest in the state's history. International Tribunal has found that two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of the country in the late 1970s. Charges included murder, extermination, enslavement, torture, and persecution on political, racial, and religious grounds. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May's woes have deepened after her draft Brexit plan was condemned by rival factions. AP's Charles Deledesma has the story.
May is battling to save her Brexit deal and her job as ministers quit her government and a growing list of lawmakers demand her ouster over the divorce agreement struck between Britain and the EU. The hard-won deal has, in particular, infuriated pro-Brexit members of her divided party. They say it calls for close trade ties between Britain and the bloc, and that would leave Britain bound to EU rules it has no say in making. Charles Deledesma, London.
Secretary of State of the U.S. state of Florida has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested Senate race. Unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in that Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. Susan Booker is the supervisor of elections in Florida's Palm Beach area.
What happens is that they separate ballots by a verified vote for one candidate, verified vote for another. Another stack is an under, another stack is an over, and then the questionable ones go to the canvassing board.
Democratic Party incumbent Senator Bill Nelson trails his Republican Party challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by 0.15% of the vote, more than 8 million ballots cast following an electronic recount. The total of the hand recount is due by noon on Sunday. The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit, some 5,800 active duty on hand there, along with 2,100 National Guard troops there to help border agents make sure immigrants who try to cross the border illegally don't have any success doing so. The troops were sent to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security as thousands of migrants are making their way from Central America to the U.S. border. American country singer Roy Clark has died of complications from pneumonia at his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was 85. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraleta has a look at his career.
Yesterday, when I was young.
It seems like Roy Clark could play anything. Guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, piano, drums, trumpet, trombone. His hits include Yesterday When I Was Young, Come Live With Me, and Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow. Clark hosted the country comedy show Hee Haw for its entire 24-year run. He was one of the first acts to have a theater in Branson, Missouri. In a 1994 AP interview, Clark said he wanted people in the audience to think, I could do that.
He's not so technical and so rehearsed. I mean, he makes a mistake, but he laughs and he has a good time.
I'm Archie Zaraleta.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.